This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Wynn Resorts is reportedly holding talks with MGM about possibly selling its partially built Everett Casino to MGM. That, as MGM is already building a casino in Springfield. The Wall Street Journal first reported the preliminary talks, and WBUR has not verified the report. MGM issued a statement saying it does not comment on rumors around transactions and that it is fully committed to its Springfield casino. The company, though, can only hold one casino license under state law. And the news comes as the State Gaming Commission is reconsidering Wynn's suitability to hold a casino license here in Massachusetts. That's because of sexual harassment and assault allegations against the company's former CEO, Steve Wynn, who recently resigned. We asked Professor Richard McGowan from the Carroll School of Management at Boston College his reaction to the prospect of Wynn selling its Everett site to MGM.
It's an interesting development, to say the least. I truly still have to wonder if MGM has the financial resources to pull this off. Obviously, we'd have to sell the one out in Springfield, but they're also building a big casino right on the border between Maryland and the District of Columbia. So it's going to be some interesting things for MGM to pull this off. I mean, clearly, by the way, if I'm MGM, I would much prefer the Everett site than the one in Springfield. So which also probably makes the people in Springfield feel like, oh, well, we're the second, you know, the second-hand rose here. What even be more interesting is who would MGM sell this place in Springfield? I don't think there's that many takers, because remember, Connecticut's already threatening about opening up a casino in East Hartford that's going to compete with this one in Springfield.
Would the Gaming Commission allow something like this to go forward? Someone who already owns a casino license in Massachusetts to then get rid of that license in favor of a different one?
That's a good question. I have a feeling that the Gaming Commission would probably look at this with askance, or except that maybe it allowed them to get out from the controversy around the Wynn Casino. But it does hit you as being something that the Gaming Commission would truly be shaking their heads about.
Can you speak a little bit towards why Wynn would want to do this so early in the process, before the Gaming Commission has even made any decisions about their suitability?
Well, I think the Wynn Corporation itself was taken aback by Chairman Crosby's statement that, you know, by the way, you don't have this license for sure. And I think they thought it was a little disloyal of the Gaming Commission, the way they think they're being treated. Now, I can also take the Gaming Commission's point of view in saying we did not know about certain things about the Wynn Corporation. And so I think it's the whole atmosphere in Massachusetts, and maybe the Wynn Corporation's now saying we don't want to be any parts of it.
Well, that's a broader question. You know, if the Gaming Commission takes away the Wynn license or makes them sell it, does that create an atmosphere where any gaming company is too reluctant to get into it?
I think it would be very difficult. I don't know who else. MGM's is probably the closest one that has any kind of facilities to be able to do that. Caesars is in way too much debt right now. So even though they were the favorite to try to run the casino in Suffolk Downs, I don't think they have the facilities to do it right now either.
We've seen a lot of twists and turns so far in the nascent casino industry here in Massachusetts, and that's only with one slot parlor open. What does this say, this latest turn, about the casino industry here in Massachusetts as the state has tried to get it off the ground?
Let's face it, it's not that overly popular in this state. I think people have a tough time accepting it, and so this is probably going to reinforce their doubts.
That's Richard McGowan, a professor at the Carroll School of Management at Boston College. Professor McGowan, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
It's been great to talk to you. Thank you.